From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is stepping up pressure on Congress to get on with enacting legislation to overhaul the nation's health care system. Mr. Obama says some lawmakers are playing politics with the issue.
Just the other day, one Republican senator said, and I'm quoting him now, "If we're able to stop Obama on this, it will be his Waterloo. It will break him." Think about that. This isn't about me. This isn't about politics. This is about a healthcare system that is breaking America's families, breaking America's businesses, and breaking America's economy.
The president speaking at the Children's National Medical Center in Washington. The chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Steele, today called Mr. Obama's efforts to revamp the healthcare system a reckless experiment. Four American troops have reportedly been killed in eastern Afghanistan. A U.S. military spokesman tells the Associated Press they were killed by a roadside bomb explosion. Also today, a British fighter jet crashed at a NATO base in southern Afghanistan. Both crew members managed to eject safely. Today is the 40th anniversary of Apollo 11's historic lunar landing, and American astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin taking the first human steps on the moon. The tasks for the crew of the space shuttle Endeavour today are far less dramatic, as two astronauts work outside the International Space Station. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE has more.
Veteran spacewalker Dave Wolf and rookie Tom Marshburn are unloading spare hardware for the International Space Station. The list includes a spare radio antenna and an extra pump for the station's cooling system. The spacewalk began as the astronauts opened the hatch on the airlock and floated outside.
The hatch is coming open.
We copy, hatch coming open.
It is daylight up. What was that? It is daylight now.
In honor of the Apollo 11 anniversary, a future space shuttle will deliver a new space station crew module named Tranquility. Armstrong and Aldrin landed at the Sea of Tranquility on the moon 40 years ago today. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
South Korea and the U.S. are working on a new approach to get North Korea to return to negotiations aimed at ending its nuclear program. Dwali Saikautau has the story.
South Korea's nuclear envoy, Wee Sung-luk, held talks today with U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia, Kurt Campbell. A foreign ministry spokesman said the two discussed a comprehensive new package of incentives for North Korea should it return to the negotiating table. Over the weekend, Campbell said if North Korea was willing to take irreversible steps to end its nuclear programs, the U.S. would be prepared to sit with Pyongyang in a six-party framework for a Korean peninsula with reduced tensions. Campbell also discussed with South Korean officials how best to implement U.N. sanctions to punish the North for its May nuclear test. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
This is NPR News. A key gauge of future economic activity rose in June for the third straight month. The Conference Board's Index of Leading Economic Indicators was up 0.7%. That's more than analysts had expected. The group's economist, Ken Goldstein, says he believes the recession is coming to an end.
The caveat here is while technically we'll be at a recession, perhaps as soon as October or November, the recovery is still going to be very weak.
The Index of Leading Economic Indicators is meant to project activity in the economy over the next 3 to 6 months. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is set to meet behind closed doors with key state lawmakers to see if they can come up with an agreement to close the state's $26 billion budget deficit. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
California hasn't had a budget since the fiscal year began nearly 3 weeks ago. During that time, the deficit has grown to an estimated $26 billion. Cash reserves have dipped to the point that the state has to pay its bills with IOUs. Assembly Speaker Karen Bass, a Democrat, has expressed confidence that leaders in her party can resolve their differences with the Republican governor in a day or so. If an agreement is reached, a legislative vote could take place as early as Thursday. Political analysts caution the politicians have been indicating for weeks that a compromise was imminent, only to have negotiations stall. An agreement can't come quickly enough for the local governments, vendors, and state employees, which have been directly impacted by the state's financial woes. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 54 points at 8,798. The NASDAQ Composite is up 13 points. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.